Falling asleep in an inopportune time has happened to all of us, right? It's 99.7 DJX. Maybe it's carpool. Maybe it's at your desk.
Yeah.
Yeah, things happen.
Hopefully
right?
It doesn't happen to you when you're a surgeon.
True. This is next level, though. This is setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do.
Right. If you can manage to make it through the day without falling asleep on a train, only to wake up 2 hours past your scheduled arrival, then have to be rescued by police, you're doing okay.
Oh, no!
Yeah, this happened to Today's Show co-host Chanel Jones.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, she talked about it.
You take the train home. You're on like an 8:30, 9
p.m. I was on a nighttime
9 p.m.
nighttime train.
You're on the train. You're chilling. Now tell everybody what happened.
So then I got a little sleepy because I'd had a long day.
Yes.
And so I fell asleep. And then, you know, you stop moving, but you feel like, oh, it's probably because it's not time and we're not in Moynihan. We're not in New York City. Well, I was supposed to get in around, I don't know, like 10 or something. I don't know. Well, I woke up and there was no one on the train.
That is a nightmare.
And I checked my phone. And guess what time it was?
What time was it?
12:20.
Oh, my God.
So you were supposed to get in around 10. So you'd been asleep for 2 hours underground?
For 2 hours in the depths of New York City.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so she gets up. She's like, it's a long train. So she walks the length of it thinking, oh, there's got to be like a conductor or something, right?
Right.
Nope. Then tries to pry the doors open. Nope. Oh. And that's when she realized, I'm going to have to call the police.
Oh,
so she had
no.
to call the police to get them to free her. They showed up like 11 minutes later, but she asked like the 911 operator if she could stay on the phone with her because it was like really dark. And she's in the depths of New York City. So,
wow.
So, yeah, but they came and then you know, the policeman recognized her, wanted some selfies.
Yeah, that's funny.
And she gets home and her kids
didn't even realize
concerned.
Anything was wrong.
Right. Yeah. Hi, Mom.
They're like, hey, what's up, Mom?
They were
like,
playing video games at that time of night. She's like, go to bed.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
I was working at a radio station and this was back in the day and. We had, like, now a lot of things are digital, but we had like CDs.
Yeah.
And so you.
It was much more labor intensive job.
Yeah.
Hitting a button every 3-4 minutes, changing out the CDs. It was a lot.
Right. So I was working overnights and I woke up to the sound of nothing.
Right.
To dead air.
Because if you're not changing out the CDs,
I know. It just ends. The song ends and it's just nothing. And I'm like, what? Like I don't know how long I was out,
but
it was like 3 a.m. or something, and I was just asleep.
Well, yes, because typically that's when people are sleeping.
And I didn't tell anyone. I think that, you know, that's one of those things that you're just like, you hope no one of importance was listening at the time.
Well, and sometimes there was alarms set up that were supposed to go off.
Oh, there were alarms happening in the building, but there was no one else in the building because it was overnight.
Okay. So they weren't set up to like call the engineer.
No, it was just internal alarms that went off. But yeah, that was, and then, you know, I've fallen asleep at my desk before. I've fallen asleep in carpool before.
Uh-huh.
I've fallen asleep a lot of different places.
Did you fall asleep at the dentist?
I think when I was, not when they were working on me, but when I was laid back it was like after the hygienist had done her thing and I was waiting for the dentist to come in and check.
And you can get kind of comfy.
And I was like,
laying there.
It's so nice and comfy. I'm just going to close my eyes for a second.
That's so great.
Yeah. I don't know if you have anything you want to share. 502-795-1997 is our number. But that's your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without falling asleep on a train, only to wake up a couple hours past your scheduled arrival, then have to be rescued by police.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeesh. You're doing okay.
It's a good thing she had a TV morning show to talk about that on.
Right, exactly. There you go. That's your setting the bar story.